This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
The Giants is another disaster.
Obviously, we're in our own home stadium. I don't want to be here and lose from our own fans. I don't know. I don't like that.
You're 0-3 at home, and you've been outscored 82-38.
And you think that the fans' goal is to boo you?
Yeah, they're upset. We didn't play well. We're certainly upset about that, too.
Your team, since the start of 2017, have lost 26 of their 35 home games. 26! That's brutal.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Here he is, Captain Troll, leading the 7 o'clock hour with this song. DPHRO Rothenberg, presented by Progressive Insurance. Why don't you just move to Dallas? Seriously. They have sports talk in Dallas.
No state tax. There. Come on, Santi.
I really enjoyed it down there. I mean, it's very tempting.
They give you free beer.
Hey, I'm walking around the stadium. People are like, hey, you look thirsty.
Yeah. Well, honestly, don't get that here. New York is not the place for you.
No, they'd pee on you if they asked you that. You said yes.
This is not the place for you. Pick up. You want me to make a call?
I mean, I've got to
find... Who are you going to call in Dallas? No one in Dallas likes you.
Oh, that's not true. I know the program director of ESPN Dallas.
People in Dallas despise you. You're enemy number one in Dallas.
Good. I don't want to be welcome there.
They probably have your picture at the stadium.
Good. I don't want to go in there.
Do not allow this man in the stadium.
Good.
Because he's a bad guy.
You don't have to worry.
Oh, I'll worry about you. I'm worried about you right now.
Disgusting. Really. I mean, and that performance from the Giants yesterday, disgusting. Time now for the Big Blue Report. What are you saying?
You are slurping on it.
That's such a sneaky good drop. Such a sneaky good
drop. I don't
think
it's all that funny.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You can use that in all sorts of different ways.
What's it? Here we go. Oh, God. I like that one. Can I get in as sponsor, or you just want to continue to interrupt me here?
Pay the bills. Do it. Pay the bills.
Time for the Big Blue Report, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey.
What would you like to report?
The Giants stink.
Giants stink. Season is over. Quarterback shouldn't have been playing in that game.
Right. Might win three games. Coach seems to have lost the team. And now we're done.
Yeah, that was the most concerning part, man. I mean, we had Matthias Kiwanuka on, and you know, he actually brought that up. You know, watching the tape, guys aren't running the football. Like, there was some quit, like a lack of belief from that defense. And then yesterday, I mean, you got Joe Judge after the game saying that he challenged his team at halftime to come out and continue to fight. Like, we want to see who's going to continue to fight. Because, I mean, last two possessions for the Rams at the end of that half, I mean, especially that one that made it 28-3, where you go 73 yards in a minute and 41 seconds. You come out in the second half, in that first possession for the Rams, they had the ball for almost 10 minutes.
Oh, and they
just running it down your throat.
Ran it down your throat with Darrell Henderson.
And you knew what they were doing, and they just kept doing it, and you couldn't stop it.
Yep. Do you remember, by the way, when every Giants fan was clamoring for Andrew Whitworth, and Gettleman was like, no, he's not the right guy. He's too old. 4 years
yeah,
ago.
Whitworth, he was one name. I mean, last year, go back to last year, as good as Tony is. I mean, we were pounding the table
Slater.
For Rashawn Slater.
Yep. And look how good he is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's in the Rookie of the Year conversation right now. Which is, I mean, that's offensive lineman. That's not easy to do, but he's played that well.
He's very good.
But they wanted to fool themselves into thinking that they had this offensive line fixed, which they haven't.
How many times have they fooled themselves into this, though?
It seems like every year that Dave Gettleman's been the GM.
Right? It's the same thing over and over and over. So you mentioned the post-game message from Joe Judge. This, to me, is very concerning because it almost sounds like he's starting to admit some guys are not playing for him and listening to his message. Here is Joe Judge.
We've got to have better results on Sundays. That's a mix of factors. We'll go with that internally and make sure we're doing things, making necessary adjustments to have those. In terms of the motivation of the team, like, I'm just telling you this right now. Like, we don't have a room full of guys right now looking around and wondering. We don't have a room full of guys who are waiting for next year. We don't have a room full of guys who are waiting for someone to show up and save us. Okay, the only one to make an impact and change anything we're doing are all the men in that room. The coaches, the players, that's it. Okay? So we're in that submarine right now. All right? If something happens wrong in that submarine, it's got to be someone on that ship to step up and save that thing, right? You spring a leak, someone's got to plug that thing for you. No one's coming, and no one get there in time to help you if you don't fix it yourselves. So we rely on ourselves, and that's how we come back on Wednesday. We prepare.
So now we're in a submarine?
Yeah. I mean,
it
really?
Sprung a leak? The submarine sprung a leak?
No, no, no. We hit the iceberg, and we are going down, baby.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this is torpedo. This is I Sunk Your Battleship.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're at.
We're like the Lusitania here, people.
There's no one plugging these holes in this submarine.
No. This is not, what's that stuff that they, on the boat, the guy?
Flex Seal.
Yeah, no. Yeah. This is not Flex Seal.
That guy is making $1 billion, by the way.
We are not a Flex Seal package away from fixing what the Giants are right now.
Can I tell you my biggest problem with being up this early every morning is? Three times already, I've been sucked into the infomercials. Three times.
You've bought stuff?
I bought Flex Seal.
And how is that?
I bought Flex Seal. It's awesome. And then I bought, like I told you the other day during the show, I ordered those Gotham Steel nonstick pans.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
How are those?
I was legitimately getting turned on watching this guy just flip eggs with ease.
How are they? How are the pans?
I haven't got them yet. I haven't got the pans yet.
And what's
I'm hoping to have them for the dinner I make you guys. And then I bought these chair condoms that you put on the bottom of your chairs so they can slide.
The floor?
Yeah, they don't scratch the floor.
Yeah, we have those. Those are nice.
Three times already. I can't. Every single time they suck me in.
And you have a sword.
Wait till you see this. I got to find it. I asked Cash yesterday, where's the sword so I could bring it on the Zoom. She forgets where she put it.
What, she hid the sword?
I have a 6-year-old. What would happen if Milo found that sword?
Well, he can still find it. He goes searching through the house to play hide and seek. All of a sudden, Dad, what's this?
I think it's locked in a safe. I think we locked it in the safe, yeah.
How big of a safe do you have?
It's a big safe.
What do you have,
vault? It's not a safe. You know that thing? Here we go. You know that thing where you sit? No. You know that thing you put at the end of your bed? Some people put it at the end of their bed. You can sit on, and you can put, like, it has storage in it that you put pillows or whatever.
Yes.
If you're like a decorative pillow person. So we got one of those that's actually a gun safe. So I think it's in there with the shotguns.
Maybe you hosting this dinner is not the greatest idea.
Why? If anyone acts like if someone tries to break,
well,
I could protect us.
Because, I mean, you could slice my head off at the neck. You could shoot me between the eyes. I mean, God forbid I don't like the chicken cutlet. Things could go sideways quickly.
Yeah, but how impressed would you be if all of a sudden, hibachi style, I come down with this giant sword and I'm slicing up meat and vegetables, maybe flipping, shrimp tails on my hat? You would love that. Little like the onion volcano with the fire.
Yeah. It does sound
I'll make
tempting.
Some bananas Fosters where I'll flambé them. Set those on
the
fire.
Bananas Fosters. Love
with some vanilla ice cream. Are you kidding me?
I think I love the bananas Fosters more than Leonard Williams loves the booing of Giants fans. I can't believe. How about get a pulse of what the fan base has had to deal with for years and years and years? Here is Leonard Williams. He's very unhappy with the boos at MetLife yesterday.
Did the boos bother you? Do you feel like they won the last day and should have been booing you guys?
I mean, they do bother me, honestly. Obviously, we're in our own home stadium. I don't want to be hearing boos from our own fans. I understand that they have a right to, be upset as well because they're coming to see us put, good football on the field. And, we haven't been winning up to date. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't like that.
He doesn't like it.
So nobody likes it.
Yeah.
Of course you don't like it. You don't say that you don't like it.
Do you think the goal of the Giants fan going into these games is, when things get out of control, let's boo them? I don't want to boo the team. I want to watch competent, good football, but I can't. And then he'll put that on the field. So what is the byproduct of that? You're angry. How do you let people know that you have displeasure with their product? You boo it.
And this hasn't been just a couple of years we're talking about here.
Years.
This has been years.
And this is not 8 and 9s or, where you're close. This is every year you stink.
No, you're worse than stink. I mean, I don't think you're doing it justice. Since the start of the 2017 season, you're the worst record-wise, worst team in football.
Right. So you don't want to get booed? Sorry. Really?
I will tell you what. Between him saying that, which isn't nearly as bad as my baseball team pretty much giving the fans the middle finger is what they did. Like, you guys can go F off with the thumbs down. And I think anyone who listens to the show knows that I'm not a huge Giancarlo Stanton fan, baseball-wise. Like, baseball, strictly baseball-wise,
right.
Not a huge fan. He's not my kind of player. But I will say this right now. I give him all the credit in the world for how he's dealt with being in New York and dealing with
Yankees fans.
Because
he doesn't act like a fool. Yeah.
And he gets it the worst. The worst. On opening day, he gets it. And has never said a peep.
Not a peep.
About it.
But you know what that has to do with also? The organization he plays with.
Yeah, absolutely does.
I don't think the Yankees would appreciate it. If he gave thumbs down and booed the fans, what was that, Giancarlo? Oh, that was me booing the fans. That's not going to go over well with the Yankees.
But why do you think the Yankees keep a guy like Brett Gardner around? Or they kept, you know, they kept CeCe around for as long as they did. Because those are the guys that generation to generation teach these young players what it means to be a Yankee. What's
Correct.
Acceptable and what's not acceptable. And because this Giants team has been so poorly run, Jerry Reese did a bad job. Dave Gettleman's done a bad job. Who are the players inside of that locker room that can continue that message?
Yeah,
that have been
I
able
think,
to continue that
I think,
message?
I think it's probably Logan Ryan. And I think they liked what he provided last season. And I think that, you know, because he has success on other teams, that he's probably that guy. But there's not a lot of them.
No, but I mean homegrown guys.
No, you don't have
like
any.
Like to carry on the tradition. Like that's what you need. That's
you
how,
don't have any.
See, that's how teams like Pittsburgh, that's how teams like Baltimore continue to be as competitive as they are. And they don't have this big giant dip. Because they draft well and it goes, I mean, it goes, seriously, I mean, from like Bart Scott to now, I mean, Patrick Queen, like they just, all these teams, they just keep passing it on. And the Giants haven't been able to do that. There's
but that's
been
the
no
other end of the spectrum.
Consistency.
That I mean, that is like, you look at the injuries they've endured and you look at the consistency that they have. Baltimore is the other end of the spectrum.
But that's right? how the Giants view themselves though, Dave. That's the point.
Yeah, how could they possibly?
That's how they viewed themselves. That's how the fans have viewed themselves. As that
but,
kind of
but
franchise.
But not now.
Well, no, not now, obviously, but that's how, I mean, that's how.
Well, there
the
was a time they
team,
were like that.
But that's how the owner of your team has viewed this team.
Well, you know what? It's different now. It is broken. All the flex seal in the world can't fix what goes on with this team right now. And that, Rick, is the Big Blue Report, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. All guests on DPHO and Rothenberg appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Rex Ryan at 7:35 this morning.
Good
and also...
Tough guy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, this should be fun. The frenzy. And, of course, DPHO Rothenberg, always presented by Progressive Insurance. 1-800-919-3776. We're going to cut no slack today. If you call and you don't get right into your question, we will. Santiago, I want you to hang right up on them. No leeway. We're midway through the season. No one's in a good mood. Hang right up on them. Got it?
Santiago was in a great mood. Don't rain on Santiago's parade. Say,
well,
Ray, you do you, Ray.
Mood.
You do you.
Listen, you speak for you. I'm not for me.
There's so much tension between you two, and I love every second of
it. Yeah, because I can't stand him. Really. I honestly,
what
I can't.
What have
I
done?
I can't. You know what? I don't want to air dirty laundry now. I'm so done with your act, is all I will say. All right. Can we please do a frenzy here before I just destroy him on the air? I don't want to do that. Because I do like him outside of his Cowboys fandom. Let's go to Larry in Seaford. Larry, you're on the frenzy.
Should the pathetic Miami Dolphins be aggressive players next summer for Rodgers or Wilson, considering the risks and cost of Watson?
Well, you don't think Rodgers and Wilson are going to cost a ton?
They actually cost, I think they cost more than, they're going to cost you more than Deshaun Watson.
Well, I think he might mean in equity, but still.
Well, Deshaun Watson's deal is already done, too. I think they really like Deshaun Watson. I think that's
going to be their
guy. That would be their choice.
Deshaun Watson will be the starting quarterback for the Dolphins next season.
And the runway with him, too, at his age. You know what I mean? Like, once he gets all this behind him and cleared up.
Right.
Then those other two.
That's the move for them. And the owner loves him. Phil in Brooklyn. Phil, you're on the frenzy.
What impact will Zach Ertz have on the Cardinals after the trade? Because he hasn't done much for the Eagles. And Cowboys fan have a right to be excited.
You're right. Cowboys fans do have the right to
enough.
Be excited.
This is not opinion-based frenzy. You're supposed to come in, ask your question, and get out.
I don't know why listen, unless Zach Ertz had a conversation and told the Eagles, like, I want to go to a team that's going to win, I still don't understand why the Jets, with Joe Douglas' ties to Philadelphia, didn't go after Zach Ertz.
For Zach Ertz or veteran tight end,
Their tight end position has been a black hole. It's been a complete non-factor.
And it's fixable. It's not like it's that difficult to bring in a decent tight end. Just a decent tight end. Listen, is he going to help them? He's not going to hurt them. I mean, you look at the weapons they have. A.J. Green is the third option on that offense now.
Christian Kirk is a stud. I mean, the move that DeAndre Hopkins made yesterday to score that touchdown was
right. He was just
filthy.
Wide open. Rondell Moore is good. They have a lot of talent. Let's go to Jay in Stamford. Jay, you're on the frenzy.
Yeah, so the Steelers both protected Ben yesterday and ran the ball pretty well. If the defense can play like they did in overtime, do they have a chance this year?
What does that mean, a chance this
to
year?
To make the playoffs?
I don't think so.
Well, it's going to depend, right? I mean, I think if Ben can limit mistakes and they can actually, I mean, Najee Harris is a really good running back.
Yep.
If they can at least establish a run, I think their defense is good enough they can win in football games.
You see them as a playoff team, though?
Well, there's an extra playoff team. I mean, could they sneak into the playoffs?
You barely beat Seattle, led by Geno Smith, and led by two touchdowns at home.
No, I understand that. But again, I mean, look what Mike Tomlin has done. I mean, you're talking about him winning games with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, no, he's a great coach. But I don't know. If they get into the playoffs this year, God bless them, because I just don't think they're all that good. They're fine. They can be an 8-win team, but I don't think they get in. Here's the question we've had before. Do you have faith and trust Ira in Staten Island can participate and partake in the frenzy appropriately?
Ira's only been on hold for 6 minutes and 55 seconds.
Right.
I'm interested to hear what Ira has to say, so I don't know if I would rather not waste him on the frenzy is what I'm saying.
RJ, did he want to participate in the frenzy, or does he just want to get on the air and he can wait a little while?
No, frenzy specific.
Rick, what do you think? He's frenzy specific. Ira in Staten Island. And Ira, you know we love you, but we will play by the rules and hang right up on you if we have to.
Will the Jets regret not drafting C.D. Lamb after they took Mekhi Becton instead?
Look at Ira.
No. I hope not. That would be a sin. And poor is a position they needed. I mean, you're trying to protect your young quarterback, right? So you need whoever the quarterback is going to be.
Right. You needed a left tackle.
But, I mean, there were some concerns about Mekhi Becton coming in.
And you have Corey Davis. So, I mean, you got your C.D. Lamb.
See, and now you're coming after me.
That's right, I am.
Oh, what are you complaining about? I mean, look, Josh Allen's got Steph Diggs. Corey Davis is the same. No, he's not. Corey Davis was even the number one option on his own team.
Fifth pick in the draft. Very good player. Mark in Franklin Lakes. You're on the frenzy.
Morning.
Hang up on him. Thank you. Don't give him another second. And I think it was a Cowboys fan.
All right, I'm calling a 20.
Yeah.
I'm calling a 20.
Go ahead.
Do the right thing. Do the right thing. I know you're sick of him. Do the right thing, though. Give Ray Santiago some credit. That was a Cowboys fan he just hung up on.
Well, he had to.
No, he didn't have to. He did, though.
He did.
Give him credit.
I will not.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
See? And then you deserve that.
I will not. The rules of the game are, if you say morning, what's going on, you get hung up on. So I'm supposed to give him credit because he did his job properly?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I should. Raymond, you're subpar at the job so often that if you do what you just did, thank you.
Yeah, speaking of being subpar, you've wasted about a minute and a half here. You've got Rex waiting. Why don't you get to the next one?
Just shut up. Brent and Bayshore. Brent, you're next up on the frenzy. Go.
Now that the Browns have Baker injured, should they explore Cam Newton now that he is vaccinated to make their playoff run?
I don't hate it. We were actually talking about this before the show.
And I don't think that Cam is a decent fit on a lot of teams. I actually think he's a decent fit on the Browns.
Oh, with that run game, are you kidding me? I mean, he would only make it better.
Right? I don't think that's awful at all.
My only concern would be, you know, how quickly can he pick up the playbook, right? But I think, I mean, it's if Baker continues to struggle with the shoulder, I mean, it's Case Keenum's their backup, who's fine. Case Keenum's fine, but...
Yeah, listen, he led a team to the NFC Championship game somehow.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going into a game with Case Keenum and up against Lamar Jackson. Who are you taking?
Yeah. Cam Newton would be interesting there. All right, Santi, let me give you tremendous kudos. What a great job. If you could blow this one dead as well. Oh, God, you know what? He really has risen the level of his game. Amazing stuff.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Rex, I wish you were happier conversations that we could have, but we do enjoy having you on the show.
Yeah, I know. I'm a regular like Ira is, but I guess there is a positive to take from it. Look, the Jets did not lose this weekend.
There you go.
So that's our positive, I think.
That's our positive. So let me ask you about Joe Judge. I love the Giants. I've been, you know, yelling for years that Gettleman shouldn't have gotten the job, needs to be relieved of his duties, clearly hasn't worked out. I'm beginning to slowly think that this Joe Judge thing is not working out either.
Yeah. Why do you guys give this guy a pass? That's what I couldn't understand it. Look, I don't get it. You know, you hire a guy that is a special teams guy, and he convinces you that, you know, he deals with the entire roster and all that. It's not true. Special team coaches deal with the bottom half of the roster. All right. And those are easy guys to coach because they're just happy to be on a football team. It's different than being a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator where you're handling the top end of the roster as well as, you know, the bottom end guys as well. So that's why you don't see that many special team coaches in the league. Now, look, however, they've been some great ones. You know, I recommended John Harbaugh to the Ravens. He's a great football coach. All right. I coached with him in college. I knew, you know, known him for years, and he's different. But some of the guys that are special team guys, man, they don't make it. But either way, you guys wanted to give him a pass last year, and now what do you got? What, one win? Like, come on. And here's the thing that gets me. My biggest problem with this guy, all right, like in this game, specifically this game, Daniel Jones is coming off a concussion. All right, we all saw it, spaghetti legs, the whole deal. Why in the hell are you going on a short yardage play running a quarterback sneak? Where the defense, all you tell your guys to do is tee off on a quarterback. Hit him in the head, like tee off on him. That's what you do. It's a free shot, a legal shot to hit the quarterback. Well, that's exactly what happened in that game. Go, if you can go back, you see that thing. And I don't think anybody made mention of it. But are you kidding me? 7 days ago, the guy had a concussion, and you're going to do that. Like, there's got to be a better play call there. And as a head coach, you're responsible for it. Don't just pass it off on Jason Garrett because you oversee everything. And I got a problem with that, man. Like, take care of your kids. Take care of those players. And I don't know. It just really bothered me. Maybe it's because I'm a Daniel Jones fan, but that really bothered me. And let alone your team never showed up. I mean, let's face it.
And the worst part is you didn't pick it up, Rex. We talked about that to start the show. I was on the radio all last week saying I didn't think that Daniel Jones should even play in this game if he went through concussion protocol. Listen, you can get yourself through concussion protocol. I've had multiple concussions. I could get myself through concussion protocol. But this matchup with all the injuries and everything else was not a good spot for Daniel Jones. And he didn't look great. He didn't. I want to ask you this because we had some sound earlier in the show with Joe Judge post game. And I think Giants fans are getting sick of listening to Joe Judge, but he's talking about, you know, submarines with holes, and I challenged the guys to go out and compete and show me who wanted to fight. The start of that second half, did it look like the Giants defense was out there competing to you?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes, look, this guy, he comes over as a real tough guy, a hard-nosed guy, and all that, and I'm sure he is. But it's not about you. It's about where's your football team? Like, I wanted to be a tough-ass guy, too. And I told you we'd lead the league in rushing. We did. Difference is there was buy-in from the players, and the message was not empty. It wasn't just a bunch of words. His words seemed to be empty to me. And that's a dangerous thing if you're a football coach. And if your message is not getting across, then eventually ownership understands that, too.
He is Rex Ryan with us here on 98.7 ESPN, as he is every single Monday in this very same time slot. Organized Chaos with Bart Scott is the name of the podcast. You can catch it all over the place, anywhere you consume your podcast. So, Rex, does it get better? Does it get worse? I mean, the amazing thing is they're 1-5. We have 11 more games to watch of this team. Is it going to get at all better, or is it just going to get worse down the stretch of the season?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, is Saquon going to be healthy? If Saquon's healthy and Daniel Jones is healthy, you'll have a chance. You know, but if they're not healthy, it's like, golly, it's got to be miserable. You know, look, I coach some really bad teams. There's no question. All right. But at least we compete. At least you're going to be like, all right, hell, they're not going down without a fight. And this team is way too talented to put in that kind of effort.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing I don't understand. I mean, it's like it's our job to sit on the radio, you on TV, and talk about, you know, the matchup and why the Rams should win and why the Giants probably shouldn't win. But, I mean, at least come on Sunday and compete and fight. I mean, there are plenty of teams dealing with injuries. I mean, look what New England did against Dallas. Dallas is one of the best teams in the NFC, and they fought them tooth and nail. Like, I just don't get it. Rex, I don't. Like, I've been coached by hard-ass coaches, and in my experience, if you don't have the winning to back up your message because I'm dealing with you every day, it's not easy to keep the team invested when you're like that.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, look, they'll turn that locker room will turn that your message off. Like, as soon as you get up there, they'll turn it off. Like, that's what happens, man. I mean, so that's why it has to be, there has to be some substance to your message. You know, show me how this helps us. And look, there's some really good players, you know, on this Giant team, man. When I look at, you know, the Big Cat Williams, when I look at, you know, Dexter Lawrence, when I look at some different guys over there, Bradberry, like, there's some good players. They're just not playing that good right now. Now, Williams had a great game, but it's like, you know, one guy steps up, one guy goes down. And look, now they've been bit too. This team has been bit with some injuries. You know, obviously when you have Saquon out, you have that Tony looks like he's going to be legit, but he goes out. You know, Ingram's always hurt. You know, that's who he is. Galladay's always hurt. Yet you chose to bring him in. Like, you know, you're going to pay this guy $1 billion because he's going to be a red zone threat? I get it on paper. All right, I get it on paper. But he's always hurt. You know, and so why the hell would you bring that in? You got exactly what you paid for. So don't bitch when the guy's injured. So I don't know. The team obviously frustrates me, and I'm not even a Giant fan. It still frustrates me.
And I am. So imagine the life that I have to lead. So, Rex, how about this? I got to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning after watching that. How bad is that for me, huh?
I'm with you.
Yeah, brutal. So, listen, people are done with Gettleman. I don't think there's anybody that wants to hear from him or think that he's going to be back. Judge feels like that's happening as well. How about Patrick Graham? I'm not talking about back or not, but I mean, this is a guy that was the darling of this organization last year, and I think it's fair to say he's done a poor job so far this season.
Yeah, I think that's been the biggest disappointment for me, is that this defense has not showed up the way we thought they would, you know, a top 10 defense. But a lot of it you're going to see with the Giants, with Washington. These teams were overrated defensively based on the fact they were in that horrendous NFC East the year before. No Dak Prescott. Yet, you know, Carson Wentz was awful last year. Like, so those stats probably got elevated a little bit and maybe gave us a false sense of how good this defense really is. And they, I mean, to this point, they haven't played up to where the expectations were, certainly. And Patrick Graham went from a guy that, you know, the media always wants to say, oh, this is a head coach in waiting. Really? You better worry about the job you got.
Rex Ryan joins us here on the show. Rex, today, at this moment, Monday, October 18th at 7:44, as we stand, who is, in your mind, leading the Defensive Player of the Year category?
Oh, God.
Well, it's got to be Diggs.
Yes!
I mean, you know, it has to be Diggs. You got, I mean, 7 interceptions. You know, you've got, what, 6 games in a row with an interception? I mean, yeah, clearly I think he's the guy that's out there in front for sure.
Rex, I apologize he yes. did that to you. I do, because we went through it on Friday, and I went through the Vegas odds, and Myles Garrett is clearly like the overwhelming favorite to win the Defensive Player of the Year, and he set you up knowing you'd say Diggs to try to make
How did I know he was going to say Diggs? I don't know he's going to say Diggs. He's just smart.
No, I'm sorry that he did that to you, Rex. No problem.
Rex is a football guy that watches these games with his two eyes. He doesn't lean on Vegas for his answers.
Yeah, okay. No, usually I check with Vegas, but yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, I'm just, how do you not give it to the guy? He's got seven interceptions.
Yeah, he might be the greatest quarterback.
You know, you're on a team that's 5-1, so yeah, I think he's probably earned that.
All right, how about this? Arizona, great win yesterday. Green Bay, another big win. Tampa's rolling along. Buffalo's played really well lately. Who's the best team in the NFL right now?
Yeah, this is a great question, but I mean, until somebody beats Arizona, like Arizona, this was no small feat, man. I mean, look, they go 6-0. You don't have your play caller. You know, your coach isn't there. You're on the road at Cleveland, and you got no Chandler Jones. Yeah, every excuse was lined up there not to perform well. They did just the opposite. And the thing that gets me is this team is physical right now. Like, that's what we haven't seen in the years since Cliff Kingsbury took over. When's the last time they had more rushing attempts than passing attempts? But that's who this team is right now, and that's it's a great formula. And so, to me, you have to take them because they're undefeated. But you know, and then I like Buffalo in the AFC. I think those are the two best teams.
So, Rex, let me ask you. I mean, the two games I was actually looking forward to the most with the Jets on the bye was the game Dave just brought up, the Arizona game, and then the Chargers Baltimore game. I mean, with all the injuries going on in Baltimore and everything else. The fact that they're doing what they're doing. I mean, do you look at Baltimore as a legitimate threat to win the championship this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, their defense finally showed up. Their defense, this was what we expected, from jump. And they totally whipped the Chargers. They held them to 200 yards of offense. You know, this Justin Herbert's great quarterback, all the great receivers, Austin Eckler, this offense line's doing that. They had 200 yards of offense. And here's the thing. Lamar Jackson, the only thing, we know he's not a pocket passer. Well, he's turning into be one.
Yep.
So that's a bad combination for this league. If Lamar can continue to play the way he's been playing and this defense gets back to playing Raven football, yeah, they're going to be in the conversation for sure.
Rex, it's always a pleasure. We know you have a lot going on. You join us every Monday. We love it. We will certainly take a listen to the podcast, Organize Chaos, and we'll do it again next Monday morning when both the Jets and the Giants have played the day before. So that should be great times for us.
All right, look forward to it, guys.
Good stuff. That's Rex Ryan here on 98.7 ESPN. You couldn't help yourself, huh?
Well, no, he's a defensive guy. I mean, this is how he made his living, so I figured I would ask him.
Okay, good. By the way, during the interview, who got the that's a great question?
You did. Uh-huh. Yeah, you win. You win. Okay. That's fine. I'll hold the L. You win. That's the goal of these interviews, is whoever gets the that's a great question wins.
That's a great question. So the second you heard me ask it, and he responds with, boy, that's a great question, do you feel like your soul leaves your body a little bit? How does that work for you?
A little bit. I wanted to stand up and say, objection, leading the witness.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I give you credit. You came through.
Does it make you feel proud at all that, hey, my co-host is asking great questions?
I will say this, right? And this is hand to God. One of the many reasons I love doing the show with you, and I keep saying it, is that we've been working together long enough now where doing these interviews, and we don't really have guests, is I come in with like 5 or 6 questions I want to ask, and most of the time, at least half those questions you actually ask.
Oh, that's good.
So I get everything answered that I'm looking to get answered.
Beautiful.
And then you swept right in and got the best question. Congratulations.
Oh, but I got the great question comment. So what would you say? Best team in the NFL, Arizona?
Best team right now in the NFL?
I mean, they look
I don't know
so
how you
good.
Argue against Arizona at this point. Right? I mean, just... Rex is right. I mean, going to that game, the reason why you picked Cleveland, even without Chubb, was because you felt like they weren't going to be able to stop this run.
Nope.
They weren't going to be physical enough. And between the coaching staff, no Chandler Jones, that this was the spot. And
they killed them.
They killed them.
And they even had a moment where they had the Hail Mary at the end of the first half where you thought to yourself, oh boy, you know what? That could be your turning point?
Well, no, there was a moment too where the Browns were down 2 scores. They were down 16. They'd obviously need two-point conversions. But, Watt knocks down that pass and they go for it on 4th down and then that was it. That awful roughing the passer call, which was in another embarrassment. He barely touched him. He barely touched him on the back.
Get it every week.
It's awful.
Every single week. I mean, the Cowboys-Patriots game. You know, they call it everything on the Cowboys. And then the drive in overtime where you have the hand grab the face mask of the receiver and yank it. And the referee is right there and they call nothing.
It's been bad, man.
To watch 15 penalties on teams. I don't.
No, especially because me and you sitting here struggling through these games. Our teams are awful. Like, uncle. Like, even, I mean, even the Rams, they're like, yeah, this team's awful. We're just going to put in, we'll put in the backup for a whole quarter. No big deal.
Did you have an issue with the Giants keeping Jones in the game, by the way?
He shouldn't have played. First of all, he shouldn't have played.
Okay, shouldn't have played or not. But why? What, you're down 38-3 and you're keeping this guy in the game to throw?
Well, did you hear that too? I mean, I don't think Schlereth knew what to say, but he just started making up whatever. He's like, "Oh, this is good experience because now they can build some chemistry." Come on, man, stop.
He was actually getting me upset. Or how about my favorite one yesterday was when there was a horse collar, and then Romo says, "I'm not sure if he grabbed him by the hair or if that was an actual horse collar." And they show the guy, and the guy's bald. It's like, Tony, I'm pretty sure that was a horse collar. Yeah.
There's been some good ones, man. There have been some really good ones.
Really?
I don't know. Here's the thing that confuses me about the Giants, too, is, yeah, the injuries, obviously. I mean, that happens. Teams deal with injuries. And, you know, some teams respond to injuries better than others. But you're missing, I mean, you're missing big-time guys on the offense. Big time. And then once Tony went out.
You can't argue it, but nobody wants excuses.
No, but I'm not even saying that. Like, I get it. Like, it's just, you got to fight through that stuff. Everyone's dealing with injuries. I get it. It's the NFL. My thing is, though, every single person that we talk to, every time I listen to whatever show on television and everything else, even before the season, like you heard Rex, he's like, I think Leonard Williams is a really good player. I think Dexter Lawrence is a really good player. I think James Bradbury is a really good player. Well, then how come we're not seeing them be really good players right now?
Well, then the coaching staff stinks, right? If these are all really, really good players, see, I just don't think the Giants are all that talented. But if they do have this immense talent, and they're this, then the coaching staff needs to be fired immediately.
Yeah, that's the point, though, right? I mean, you got Rex watching this team, and he's pointing out players that he thinks have legit talent. And when we watch these games on Sundays, whatever day it ends up being, I mean, to say we're underwhelmed with the defense would be an understatement.
Oh, they're awful. They are absolutely dreadful. Now, here's your shot to qualify for the Week 7 Pigskin Payout. It's your chance to play in the 98.7 ESPN Sportsbook and win $250 or up to $1,000 for correctly picking the Jets and New England Patriots game. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, to qualify. We'll be selecting our winners this Friday, so keep it locked into DPHO and Rothenberg and the Michael K Show for your Pigskin Payout. What do you think the Jets spread is this week in New England?
Jet spread in New England. I'm going to say the Jets are plus. Jets are plus 8.5.
Seven.
You're seven. Yeah.
Pretty close.
It's about right.
Pretty close. You want to hear some monstrous spreads this week?
I love monstrous spreads.
Well, I know you do. What do you think Texans Cardinals spread is?
Who?
Texans at the Cardinals.
That's got to be close to two touchdowns.
What do you think?
I'm going to go Arizona by 16.
17.
17 points. 17. That's crazy.
Rams-Lions.
In L.A.?
In L.A.
Jared Goff's homecoming?
Yep.
It's got to be 18?
15.
15.
Bears at the Buccaneers.
Bears at Bucks. I'm going to say Bucks are laying 13.5.
Pretty good. 13.
Nice.
I mean, these are big numbers.
I would love to lay 13. Oh, dream.
That'd be too much, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's go to Shooter in Stanford. Shooter, you're on 98.7.
Hey fellas. Other than Kadarius Toney looking like Tyreek Hill and drinking enough Tellamore due to blackout during the Giants game, what are the positives do you see with the team?
It's a great question.
The Tellamore due was a positive.
Very much so. Toney looks good. I will say that I think Andrew Thomas, when healthy, is actually going to be a good left tackle.
He looked good healthy.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, McKinney had a couple interceptions yesterday. I mean, there's not a whole hell of a
there's
lot,
not a lot.
Of players to point
there
to.
There is not a lot. Steve in Connecticut. Steve, you're on 98.7.
Man, I'm telling you, so frustrating watching these guys. Third quarter, I just said, you know what? I'm going to go cut the grass. What else can I do? You got Jonesy and your left tackle, which will probably be good. But the rest, I don't man, look, it's a wash. We got how many games? 10 games left?
11. No, they've been worse. Almost like to punish us. They've added an extra game this year.
Listen, I'm retiring in 3 years. Hopefully in 3 years these guys would be good so I could do something good in my retirement other than cut the freaking grass.
I don't think your owner has a stomach to rebuild again. I'm telling you right now. I don't think he does.
What do you think they're going to try to build around? But they don't have anything to build around.
I would not be surprised one bit. And I know Lonnie is banging the drum. But it's only they have never had outside of Geno Smith that one game have had an African-American quarterback. I get it. I understand that. But listen, times are changing. Like, if you could find a way to get Russell Wilson, I think instantly you insert him in this lineup and you're a much more competitive team.
Of course. But now you're going to have to give away at least your number one and the Bears' number one.
Which is fine, though. I mean, you act like outside of what we've seen so far from Kadarius Toney and hopefully Andrew Thomas, I mean, this is not a team that's doing a lot of great work.
Here's my
first round picks.
Why, if he doesn't want to he doesn't want to play for Seattle, who has a bad offensive line, why would he want to play for the Giants, who have
I think that was an excuse. I think that was part of the excuse. I mean, did you see the teams that he listed off? I mean, it's to play in the New York market.
Good.
For all the things
maybe
that come along with that.
Desperately wants to wind up in the New York market. I hope that's the case. I hope so.
But I mean, in that case, though, too, I mean, that's when you really go, I mean, now you're full bore. Like, Andrew Thomas is a good left tackle. Okay, we got that. And now we spend But Dave, you have a new GM now. Like, we've seen GMs have the ability to do it.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Gettleman does it.
You have to hire the right GM. And that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. My mortal enemy will now do 3 stars of the day.
Today's 3 stars.
And today's 3 stars of the day is brought to you by 7-Eleven.
Number 3.
Oh, we learned some vocabulary. This is a credit to both you guys. We got Rick dropping in the word innocuous, which Webster's defines as not harmful or offensive.
Yep.
Dave says obstinate, which is stubbornly refusing to change one's opinion or course of action.
Number 2.
Oh, but there's some words on the group chat that probably can't be shared with the public, and that's okay. But listen, Dave, my advice to you is to mute me. Tell Sherry, figure out a way. If I'm bothering you that much by what I'm posting on social media, because I'm not changing and I'm not joining your little iPhone cult, so don't, you know.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Figure it out.
See? The word of the day, obstinate. You are obstinate.
Number one.
Number one, good guy RJ Santillo. I mean, Rick's got these suits sitting around for a year and a half, almost 2 years, and he goes and takes them up to him. I mean, what else can I say? What an awesome guy. That's 3 stars of the day brought to you by 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, use the 7NOW app for free delivery with code FREENOW. 7-Eleven, take it to 11.
Even though I'm not pleased with Santiago, he did a really nice job.
Really nice job
with the 3 stars. At least he did something well today. Good job by you. Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.